Hello and welcome to another podcast on A Rugby Life. I'm your host, Heather LeGrand. Today, my guest is Wendy Young, who is the founder of YourScrumHalfConnection.com. Your Scrum Half Connection is a blog that is dedicated to women's rugby in the United States. As well as being one of the main contributors for the website, Wendy is also a player, a coach and referee based out in Austin, Texas. We sit down and talk about Wendy's early beginnings in rugby, how the blog came about, the up-and-coming Women's Rugby World Cup being hosted in England, and the question on everyone's mind about who is the girl? Hi, Wendy. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent, Hedley. How are you?
Very good, very good. Well, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join me. So just sort of really get started off is, where did it all start for you? When did you get involved in rugby?
I was at the University of Oklahoma. I lived in Oklahoma. I'm actually a military brat, so I kind of moved around my whole life, and my parents settled down in Oklahoma, and I played soccer most of my life, and I kind of got into college and decided I didn't want to play, you know, college soccer. I wanted to go a different direction in my life, and about a year out in college, I was like really bored. I don't like not playing a sport, and it was real funny. We were at a party, and my friends and I both got a flyer. We got a flyer for the Professional Women's League in Oklahoma, and we got a flyer for the collegiate rugby team. And two of my friends and I went to the football practice, and then two of my other friends went to the rugby practice. And we came home from the football practice pretty disappointed. Yeah. Very small program, not very exciting. And my other two friends came home from rugby practice just so excited and happy. And so the next week we went to that practice and just never stopped going. Just loved it from the first instant.
Oh, excellent. And so what position did you actually play?
Well, it's kind of funny because my coach, Tracy Curtis, at the time, they called me the Jackrabbit because I never shut up, I guess, on the field. And so I quickly fit into scrum half very quickly.
Yeah, referees must have loved you.
Yes. They always say, you're so vocal, you talk so much.
Excellent. Well, I shouldn't ask, because I know because your blog is such called the Young Scrum. Have you always played scrum half, or have you played other positions as well?
I've pretty much played 9 through 15, flanker every once in a while. I had a couple of years at fly half and I really enjoyed it. And I played, you know, 1 or 2 years at outside center, but I really think my home has always been scrum half. I can definitely fake it anywhere else, but I'm just good at directing and telling people what to do. So it works out.
And you're still playing now as well. You're playing in Austin, yeah?
Yeah, I play for the Austin Valkyries.
And how has that been going? How's their season been?
It's our spring season right now, so we're kind of coming down off of last season. We did really well last season, and we made it to 6th in the nation in the D1 bracket, so that was pretty exciting. And so now is kind of our fun season where we're training new recruits. Like, I'm taking a scrum half under my wing and kind of helping her figure out the ropes and everything, so it's much more relaxed right now.
You've actually tried out for some of the national pools as well.
Yeah, I was in the USA pool for a brief, you know, moment in time, 2 years, I guess if you really count it. Got to play Canada a couple of times and almost made the England tour. I was just a sprained ankle away from making it as a reserve. And no one got hurt because I do love the other scrum halves I played with.
That always sucks.
It's an honor. It's an honor to be a reserve and maybe have the chance to go.
Yeah. So, Yash, I know you're a certified referee.
Yeah, I've been a referee for about a year and a half, really enjoying it. They do say that when you're a player and a referee, it is bad. And I have noticed that I do watch a lot more. Yeah. And so it's kind of ruined my playing a small bit, but it's also, I love it, you know, and reffing the men is such a thrill. It's hard. It's very, very hard, but it's such a thrill.
Yeah, they are difficult. I know that from myself, refereed for a year as well. I know very well that, you know, men's games are hard. And that's what I find. I always enjoyed doing the women's games.
Yeah, I like the collegiate games are a challenge just because the rucks are typically very messy, but the Division I games for women are phenomenal, just as fast as the men and just as fun as the men's games.
And so have you found that made you a better player?
You know, I know the rules inside and out now, and so I can definitely take advantage of the referee that doesn't know the rules. Not necessarily a good thing, but, you know, as I've always been known as someone that's able to charm the referees. So it's been interesting to be on the other side of the tape, you know, when that other scrum half's trying to do it to me. And I'm like, wow, that's what I'm like, you know.
Have you been doing any coaching as well?
I have. The last 2 years, I've been helping the Texas Rugby Union under 23 team and also the West under 23 National All-Star team. And then most recently in the last month or two, I've been helping the University of Texas collegiate team as well.
So you must be seeing a lot of really good players up and coming now through those teams.
Yeah, and it's so great working with the collegiate level players and in the youth even, because we have a couple of under 17 players on the TRU team. Wow. And it is the energy that those kids have is just amazing. And I mean, I can't, you know, I thought I always wanted to coach, but now I know I want to coach, you know?
And I think it's interesting to hear you say that, you know, you hear now that, you know, there are under 17s that are involved on the teams as well. Have you found that in Texas itself, have you got the high school explosion that you're seeing elsewhere?
The boys teams are. Last year, or I think it's 2 years now, they've had an Austin area high school boys team. And it went from one central team that was kind of all the high schools together to like five or six teams now. And we're really trying to get the girls rugby started too, and we've just really struggled. But Houston, you know, a couple hours away, they have four or five women's or girls teams. And so we've been trying to include them on all of our clinics, anything the Valkyries do, anything the Texas teams do, we've been trying to include them, hoping that it'll just filter down and we'll get some teams in Austin started too.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll be looking forward to see that.
Absolutely.
In your other world, where I knew about you and how a lot of people know you is from your blog, which I gathered you started back in 2006.
Yes, so it was a couple years after I started playing. I started in 2001, and I just, you know, I got tired of reading a lot about men's, and I just scoured the internet for women's rugby, anything. You know, even then, back then, the Eagles didn't really get any kind of coverage that they deserved. Mm-hmm. And originally, the blog started as kind of I just want to talk about women's rugby in the West, you know, just in the central United States. And then people started commenting from New York and California and were like, hey, write about us and write about this. And it's just gotten so big. It's amazing.
Have you found that easier that, you know, as you had said, that the teams have actually been contacting you and stuff? Have you found it easy to kind of get news and information out there?
It's definitely getting easier now. In the beginning, I basically Facebook friended any rugby player I could find in the world, and I stalked rugby teams. You know, I was like, Pittsburgh, Penn State, please send me articles about your game last week. And now I really don't. It's bad to say, but I've kind of stopped reading blogs because I have so much mail to read myself, you know, because people are sending it to me and I appreciate it so much. Pictures, videos, articles, you know, projects. It's getting much bigger. And we, you know, the envelopment of the newer, bigger blogs like Scrum Queens coming on, an international women's blog, Let's Worth in the UK, those blogs have been incredibly supportive of what I'm doing. It's been great to create partnerships with them and just continue the love of women's rugby.
Now, for anyone who's familiar with your blog, they'll be familiar with The Girl. Now, for anyone out there who is not familiar with it, who is The Girl?
The Girl is my silent partner. We're actually engaged and getting married in November. And she,
congratulations.
In the beginning, it was, thank you so much. In the beginning, it was that she didn't really want to, you know, she was very, very silent partner, wanted to support me from behind the scenes, and also was trying to become a teacher in Austin. So, you know, keeping the gay and lesbian thing down to a T was very paramount for her. And honestly, you know, I was like, well, we're getting married and I'm going to announce it on the blog. Do you want me to say who you are? And she was like, no. She was like, I kind of like it. She's like this secret personality. And she writes blogs every once in a while and has her own Twitter feed and everything. And I mean, most people know who she is because she was on the national pool circuit as well. If you see the pictures of her, you know who she is. And I've appreciated the, you know, everyone keeping her anonymous because that's kind of what she wishes. But she's an incredible partner. And when I'm up till, you know, midnight working on a story, or we can't go to dinner because I'm trying to blog something that's incredibly important that day, she's been incredibly supportive. And I just love her for it.
Definitely keep it up. The mystery is part of the appeal, I think.
Right. So I think so.
Definitely keep that up. I know you've been venturing into some other things, because I know when the recent USA women's game against Canada, you were one of the commentators. How did that come about?
You know, I know Alex Williams, the high performance manager for USA Rugby, just because I was on the circuit for a couple of years, and I kind of just started emailing her. Like, I just wouldn't leave her alone, and I was like, hey, I want to write about the Eagles, and I want to do this, and I want to help promote. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And she started, you know, it's a trust factor. She started with some smaller projects, just seeing if I was serious. You know, you could tell. And I think I came through on a couple of projects, and I think I even brought it up. I was like, hey, your Ustream is really great. You know, would it be okay if I came over once and did, you know, a match for you guys? And they were like, oh my God, that would be so great. And, you know, now they're asking me to do it, where before I was begging for it. So it's nice to be able to have that partnership with USA Rugby, and especially with Alex Williams, who's been such an advocate for women's rugby across the board.
So have you got any more commentating gigs coming up soon?
Not that I, you know, not right now. The most recent one I did was the USA Canada in Florida, and the first one I did was the Women's Premier Championships. And I mean, it's so fun. I've never done it before. I never thought I would be good at it, and you know, not that I'm amazing at it, but I think I do pretty well. And I know a lot of the players because I played with them, so that's helpful. And I try to keep it humorous. And it's also helpful being a referee because I can kind of clarify some rules sometimes. And it's been a lot of fun.
Well, I'll make sure anyone who's listening to the podcast who hasn't actually caught that, I'll make sure I post the links up because I know you've got the Ustream videos up on your site, and we'll post them on this so people can catch them as well. And, you know, I guess, you know, one of the big things that's coming up this year that I want to hit on, I know it's a big thing for you, is, of course, the Women's World Cup, which is less than 200 days away now.
Absolutely, yeah. It's so exciting.
Yeah, so what have you got planned for that? I'm assuming you're going to be out in the UK.
I am going to be in the UK, you know, come high or low water. I'm going to get there somehow. I am working with a company that's US based. They're in Florida and their stats tours. It's Roger Werner. And we've built some pretty sweet packages in so that everyone in the US can come, you know, any level. Looking around, we kind of compared them to a couple of other packages that are out there because there's definitely competitors. And we think we've got the best package on the market. And we're really excited about it because we just want to get as many fans as we can over there. Your Scrum Half Connection will be over there. I'll be over there. Not sure if the girl's going to be coming yet, but hopefully we can both go and be able to provide, you know, live interviews, videos, pictures, everything that we've been providing, and hopefully the US will take it home.
Yeah, and particularly looking at your group, I mean, it's a tough group you're in. You've got England, Ireland, and Kazakhstan. And it's
an easy draw.
No, it's not. I mean, just basically knowing from a little bit from the World Cup from last year, I know that England are going to be tough. They always are.
Yeah.
Ireland not easy. Kazakhstan, I don't know as well. You've actually got the opening games against Kazakhstan, isn't it?
Yeah, and I tried to look up some of their sites and everything, and I couldn't really find anything on their team. And I think they're kind of an unknown.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what we'll face there.
Do you know if the games will be broadcast?
I know that they are working on it because they're going to be at the men's stadium. So for the first time, we're not going to be kind of off to the side, you know, on a side pitch. We're going to be at Twickenham, and we're going to be at some of the larger stadiums. So I'm hoping that they will find a way somehow. I don't know if UC Rugby and Rugby Canada also does the Ustream, so I don't know if they're going to just have to do it on their own. I certainly hope not. I mean, I hope it's on maybe the BBC or something so that fans, if they can't go, you know, outside of the US even, can watch and support their teams.
I think watching rugby here has always been a difficulty. I think, you know, just from trying to watch, you've tried to watch men's games, it's been difficult, even the high-level games.
Right.
But women's, it's almost like been impossible. You just don't seem to get the coverage out there at all. Although I think now, you know, the changes going on at Satanta and BBC America for the first time picking up Six Nation coverage. That was kind of a nice step forward to see. Of course, they didn't pick up any of the women's Six Nation coverage.
Right.
But, you know, it's small steps.
And that's exactly what it is, you know. I mean, a lot of people were watching the Ustream, and, you know, we had record numbers at the USA-Canada match. We had 3,600 people watching, and, you know, that was more than the USA Men's Sevens Championships, which everyone was so excited about. We killed that number by about 1,200. And so we're hoping that USA Rugby just sees that, you know, besides the women up at USA Rugby, because all of us know that it's important for women's rugby, we're hoping that these continued numbers will show them that, you know, we're here to support us. And yes, we don't have the alumni support that men's teams do, but we're here and we're not going anywhere. And we want our programs to be just as important, and we want coverage, and we'll do what it takes to get it.
And looking forward, I mean, do you think it'll also help a lot with both being men's and women's teams in the Olympics?
I think so. I really think it will. You know, at the Las Vegas Invitational here, the USA Sevens, there were more people watching the USA-China match. And yes, it was in the stadium, but there were more people watching than they've ever had before. Because if you have a match at the end of the day, people usually go get a beer, go get hot dogs, go get drinks, leave, go home, whatever. And I mean, they had record numbers. I couldn't believe how many people were watching. I think it was double than was in San Diego last year.
Yeah, how was Vegas, by the way?
Oh, it was a blast. It was so good. I mean, the sun was beating down on us and we were sunburned all to everything, you know, but it was good rugby, and the stadium was really big, and you could sit on the front row and just touch the players almost. It was wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's one thing about it with these games here is that you do feel like you're really, really close to it. I really hope it does come back to Vegas again. I'd love to see it become an event like...
Right. That people that aren't rugby players are like, I can't wait for this event to come back.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's an opportunity to move it around, but it's like half the appeal of things like the Hong Kong Sevens or, the Dubai Sevens is where they are.
It's like, absolutely. It's Hong Kong Sevens. Like, who doesn't want to go to Hong Kong, you know? Like, I mean, Wellington Sevens. I want to go to Wellington, you know?
What else have you got planned this year?
I think, you know, the blog has gotten so big that it really has become too big of a job for just me. And I do have a couple of helpers that have really come along. And I think I'm going to try some pretty radical things coming up. I think I'm going to bring on a couple of more guest bloggers. And I've been very, you know, picky about who I've had on my blog just because it's my baby, it's mine, you know, and I don't want to just open it up to anybody. And so I'm actually going to start looking for collaborators and you know, bringing on a collegiate reporter that covers all of the collegiate games and a D1 representative and then the WPL again. So I think just trying to get it bigger and spread the love around, you know, because people get tired of what I have to say, but you know, it's nice to have new bloggers. Like I had Monty, who's Kevin, the USA Captain Sevens team. He's his uncle. He has been guest blogging for me. And the days that he blogs, I have twice as many hits as when I just write. Yeah. So I think not that people are getting tired of me, but just having different perspectives is going to be really important in keeping the content fresh.
Definitely agree. It's like it's nice to have a different perspective because you start to expand out to attract different audiences. It's something we've got a lot more to look forward to.
Absolutely. I'm really excited about 2010 and I appreciate this opportunity to chat with you.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, like I said, if anyone's listening and knows of anyone that wants to, where can they reach you? So they can hit you up on the website, which is scrumhalfconnection.com. I know you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, you're on... I think even a few people I know actually have your own phone number up on the website as well.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I've started to get more texts. Yeah, you can email me at wendy@scrumhalfconnection.com. You can call me, you can text me. My area code is 405-802-2490. And that really is my number. You can call me anytime. I do go to bed pretty early, but leave me a message. And I want to be as available as I can be because I want the blog to be as big as it possibly can and just keep growing. I mean, and then they will not be able to ignore us if we're humongous, you know?
Yeah, I'm definitely behind you on that. And like I said this, well, Wendy, well, thank you very much for your time today. I wish you all the best with it. And I'm looking forward to following up how it goes this year.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Hedley.
Go. You're welcome. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in and hope you enjoyed the podcast. Remember, you can always catch all the previous episodes on rugbylife.com and also available for download on iTunes. Until next time, take care. Cheers.